Yes, you're playing for higher stakes. Absolutely. And the drama of the phenomenal plane is itself being played for higher stakes at a collective level, because we're coming toward the very dramatic end of the age. So all the karmic accounts that had been dispersed are also coming together in a point for everyone. So there are many, many more synchronicities per hour than there ever were in the past. And many more poppings of the quiff, the quantum wave function. And it's no accident that quantum physics has in fact come into existence today, which in a way is telling us the same thing at the physical level. You know, and that's what the book is about in this month's book group, that the world that looks like it's an external physical phenomenon with settled laws at the macro level, when you get to a really deep level of microscopic study, you realize it's not like that at all. And very different laws apply, and the whole thing is interconnected by a single intelligence. And what looks like an actual world turns out to be pixels in consciousness, and it's an entirely different understanding that emerges. In the same way, we are recognizing that this grand tapestry, to use the title of an essay, that God has created is now coming to its ultimate revelation for those who have been in the tapestry but unaware of the full pattern. The pattern is becoming visible at the micro level of each consciousness as a fractal or a hologram of the whole. And we are becoming awakened to that as we reach the understanding of our destiny and of our full potential as beings of consciousness. And because there's a very short amount of time left in this frame of reference to achieve this full understanding, we are being hit constantly with new phenomena and events that awaken us and dislodge us, as you put it very well, from the sleep state of ordinary ego consciousness. We cannot maintain it anymore. The egos are collapsing. They do not have the strength within their structure any longer to be able to withstand the amount of information that is pouring in to our consciousness from what we think is the outside, but is actually this cosmic mind. And the barrier that would hold us in denial is not maintaining itself. And so you either have to run away from yourself in very dramatic ways, or you surrender to the fact that things are not the way you thought they were. And then if your minds are open enough to actually take in and digest the information that you're being given, you'll discover that it's actually very wonderful. It's not some dreadful horror, but the ultimate blessing. But to do that, you have to be very open to seeing the most vast level of the pattern that is connecting us all. Okay. And God is working through you and through those you meet, and there is a synergy and a mutuality of awakening that is happening and potentially can happen in every event and every encounter, as you say. So no, there's nothing accidental, and everything has the highest potential for bringing about a true revelation of the presence of God here and now at every moment.